Vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 4, Ambarish Maharaj offended by Durvasa Muni, text number 22. Ije Swayam Har Hari Yajnam Isvaram Mahavibhutyo Pachichitanga Dakshina Tatarvasisthasita Gautamadibir Nanbanya Vishrutam Asau Sarasvatim Ije Svamedhar Hari Yajnam Isvaram Mahavibhutyo Pachitanga Dakshinai Tattarvasisthasita Gautamadibir Nanbanya Bhishrutam Asau Sarasvatim Ije Svamedhar Ije Svamedhar Hari Yajnam Isvaram Mahabhudyo Pachitanga Dakshinai Tattarvasisthasita Gautamadibir Nanbanya Bhishrutam Asau Sarasvatim. Ije Svamedhar Hari Yajnam Isvaram Tattarvasisthasita Gautamadibir Nanbanya Vishrutam Asau Sarasvatim Ije Swarajyar Dari Yajnam Isvaram Mahavibhutyo Pachitanga Dakshinai Tattarvasisthasita Gautamadibir Nanbanya Vishrutam Asau Sarasvatim Ije Svamedhar Hari Yajnam Isvaram Mahavibhutyo Pachitanga Dakshinai Tattarvasisthasita Gautamadibir Nanbanya Vishrutam Asau Sarasvatim Matijis. Mahavibhutyo Pachitanga Dakshinai Natarvasisthasita Gautamadibir Dhanvandavi Shrotam Vasau Sarasvatim Ije Samidhar Vinagyam Isvaram Mahavidyo Titangu Dakshinai Tattarvasisthasita Gautama Adibir Tattarvasisthasita Gautama Adibir Ite samajhar adi yajyam isvaram Mahavujo patitanga dakshina Tattarvasisthasita Gautama adibir Dhanvandavi sotana sausras Ije worshipped Ashwamedhai by performing the horse sacrifice yajñas. Adhi yajñam, to satisfy the master of all yajñas. Ishwaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mahavibhutya, with great opulence. Upachitangadakshinai, with all prescribed paraphernalia and contributions of dakshin to the brahmanas. Tatai executed Vasistha Asita Gautama Adibi by such brahmanas as Vasistha, Asita, and Gautama. Dhanvani, in the desert, Abhishrotam, inundated by the water of the river. Asau, Maharaj Ambarish, Sarasvatim, on the bank of the Sarasvati. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. In desert countries where there flowed the river Sarasvati, Maharaj Ambarish performed great sacrifices like the Ashwamedha Yajna and thus satisfied the master of all yajnas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such sacrifices were performed with great opulence and suitable paraphernalia, and with contributions of dakshin to the brahmanas, who were supervised by great personalities like Vasistha, Asita, and Gautama, representing the king, the performer of the sacrifices. Purport. When one performs ritualistic sacrifices as prescribed in the Vedas, one needs expert brahmanas known as yajñika brahmanas. In Kali Yuga, however, there is a scarcity of such brahmanas. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, the sacrifice recommended in Shastra is Sankirtan Yajna. Haribo. Yajñaya Sankirtana Prayerya Jantihi Sumedasaha. Instead of spending money unnecessarily on performing yajñas, impossible to perform in this age of Kali because of the scarcity of yajñika brahmanas, one who is intelligent performs sankirtan yajna. Without properly perform yajñas to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there will be scarcity of rain. Yajñad bhavati parjanya. Therefore, the performance of yajna is essential. Without yajna, there will be a scarcity of rain, and because of this scarcity, no food grains will be produced, and there will be famines. It is the duty of the king, therefore, to perform different types of yajnas, such as the Ashvamedha Yajna to maintain the production of food grains. Anad Bhavanti Bhutani. Without food grains, both men and animals will starve. Therefore, yajna is necessary for the state to perform, because by yajna the people in general will be fed sumptuously. The brahmanas and yajnika brahman or priests should be sufficiently paid for their expert service. This payment is called dakshina. Ambarish Maharaj, as the head of the state, performed all these yajnas through great personalities like Vasishta, Gautama, and Asita. Personally, however, he was engaged in devotional service, as mentioned before, Savai Manakrishna Padar Vindayo. The king, or head of state, must see that things go on well under proper guidance, and he must be an ideal devotee, as exemplified by Maharaj Ambarish. It is the duty of the king to see that food grains are produced even in desert countries. What to speak of elsewhere? Om Ajnana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshrim Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Mukham Kruta Vachalam Pangum Lunghai Tegrim Yat Kripata Raham Bande Sikaram Dinataranam Vancha Kapa Tubyascha Kripa Sindhu Jevacha Putitanam Pavanevyo Vaisnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here it's mentioned that Ambarish had a very strong desire to satisfy Vishnu, or Krishna. And this is what made him so exalted, that he wanted to satisfy Krishna. You know, most people, they just want to satisfy their senses. Yeah. But actually the goal of the human form of life is to satisfy the senses of Krishna. Sarvapari vanirmugram tatpratvayanyam hrishikena hrishikesu sevanam bhaktivishyate. That devotional service means to engage our senses in the service of the master of the senses. And there's two results of this. One is, our senses become purified. Just like we have a pure soul, it's a little covered now. So you also have a pure mind, pure senses, but it's all covered now. And Prabhupada says in one purport that just by hearing about Krishna, all the other senses become purified. So hearing is very, very important. And this is why Srila Prabhupada put so much emphasis on getting the books written and printed and distributed. Because this is the way that we can get purified of our material contamination. So the senses become purified, and we become free of upadis. We become free of designations. I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm American, I'm Chinese, I'm Russian, I'm all these designations. We're all the eternal servants of Krishna. And by satisfying Krishna, we advance in Krishna consciousness. There's one instance of a householder family. One man, he was doing the nice devotee, Brahmana, he was doing the artik, the deities, and doing the, he would offer bhoga to the deities, but he had to go somewhere when he was supposed to do the offering for the deities. So his wife cooked, and he told his son, listen, I have to go. So his son was maybe 8 years old or something. So I'm not going to be here to do the offering, so you offer the boga to the deity so we can honor the boga. They're okay. So he brought the food into the deity room, set the food there, said the prayers, inviting Krishna to come and eat the boga. But Krishna didn't come down and eat it. So he said, Krishna, you know, I've been instructed to come in here and offer this to you. You have to eat it. Okay? And Krishna didn't come down. He didn't come down and eat it. So he said, Krishna, I'm going to get in trouble. If you don't eat this, I'm going to be in big trouble. Please. Please, come, eat. He still didn't come down. Now he's getting in big anxiety. Krishna, please, please, come, eat. It was made for you. Come, please, eat. Big anxiety. He was in big anxiety. Krishna's not coming down. So finally, he was in such anxiety and he was offering it with so much devotion. Krishna came down and ate it. So then he took the plates out. Sometime later, the father came back and he said, so where's the remnants from the offering? Remnants? No, Krishna, he ate it. What do you mean he ate it? There's remnants. You'll see remnants. No, I offered it and he wouldn't come down, so I kept on begging him, and finally he came down and he ate it. He liked it. It's good. So then the father's like, what? Yeah, he came down and ate it. I washed him eat. It was good. Mom's a good cook, yeah. So then he couldn't grasp how this is possible. So later on in the day, there's another offering. He said, can you make this offering also? I said, okay. So made the offering. Again, Krishna, he wasn't coming down. Please, Krishna. Again, he's begging. And he came down again. But this time the father is watching, because he was also an exalted devotee, and so he could see Krishna come down and eat it. So Krishna eats. Yeah. Yeah. Therefore, the prasadam is so nice. Fortunately, he leaves it for us so that we can also eat. But this is devotion. We make an offering to Krishna, and he appreciates it. Of course, he doesn't need anything. He's Atmaram. He's completely self-satisfied. He doesn't need anything. But if we offer something to Krishna with devotion, he's pleased. It's the thought that counts. Right? Like the example is given, just like the father, he's got a son, and the son makes an offering to the father. Like for instance, he's eating something that tastes real good. Hey, father, this tastes really good. Here, have some yourself also. Oh, yeah, thank you very much. Or he gives a present to him on his birthday. So it touches the heart. Yeah. The child's getting the money from the father, but he makes this offering to the Father. So we're getting everything from Krishna, but we make an offering to Krishna. Or just like those devotees that go and they take Ganges water and they offer it back to the Ganges. Yeah. So whatever we have is given to us by Krishna, so we're making these offerings to Krishna. And if we do it with devotion, then Krishna is very pleased. And this is actually the goal of life, is to please Krishna. And Ambarish Maharaj, he's one of the most expert at pleasing Krishna. It's like, you know, we have these nine processes of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasevam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. So there's certain devotees that were very expert at these different services. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Shravanam, hearing. Who was the best at hearing? Maharaj Parikshit was very expert at hearing. Now this is the ninth canto, so it's 7 days the Srimad Bhagavatam was being spoken by Sukadeva Goswami. So this is the ninth canto, so it's maybe about the fourth or fifth day, maybe going into the fifth day, because tenth canto is big. So he's been awake the whole time. 4 or 5 days. Not drinking anything, not sleeping, not eating anything, just hearing, along with the other sages. Yeah, so this is called rapt attention. Hearing very, very attentively the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Sukadeva Goswami, he was the best at chanting. As he spoke this Amala Prana. Yeah. And we're all relishing this nectar. And so he spoke it for 7 days. Smaranam, that was Prahlad Maharaj, remembering Krishna, very expert at remembering Krishna. Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Shravanam, Kirtan, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, who was best at worshipping the feet? Lakshmi. Archanam. Archanam is worship. Who? No. Prithu. Prithu Maharaj. Vandanam. Offering prayers. Huh? Akrura. Yes. Which is kind of ironic because he really upset the gopis. But he was the most expert at offering prayers to Krishna, even after offending the gopis by taking Krishna. His name is Akrura, but they call him Krura because Akrura means not cruel, but he took Krishna, so that's Krura. He's so cruel he took Krishna. Oh, yeah. Vandanam, Dasyam, who was the best at serving? Yes, Dasyam, Sakyam. Who was the best friend? Arjuna's Atmanivedanam, Bali Maharaj. But there's one devotee that was expert at all of them. Maharaj Ambarish. So you can imagine, I mean, we can't imagine what a great soul this Maharaj Ambarish is. He was expert at all of them. And at the same time, he was the king of the world. Savasarbha was managing this L.A. temple. Can it be a headache sometimes, Savas? It's not easy. Ambarish Maharaj managed the whole world. It's like inconceivable. And he was the best at all nine processes of devotional service. Just completely inconceivable. Yeah. So we're going to hear this chapter spreads the glories of Maharaj Ambarish. So we're going to hear these glories. Of course, he had so much love for Krishna. Therefore, he was so expert at hearing and chanting and remembering. And he could not be shaken from his service, from his desire to serve Krishna. So much love for Krishna. Inconceivable. One devotee asked Jagannath Das Babaji, "How can I attain love for Krishna?" And he said one word, beg. Beg. And that's the meaning of this mantra that we chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. We're begging Krishna, please Krishna, help me to serve you. Help me to become purified of all this contamination. iti sodasakam nama kalikam asanasana. That if one wants to become free of this contamination in the age of Kali and counteract all the sins of the sage, then there is no other alternative than to chant this Hare Krishna mantra. This is how we can become completely purified of all this contamination and attain love for Krishna. This will be the perfection of our life. Yeah. And I was listening to a class recently. Prabhupada said that there's one verse in the Bhagavad Gita that is a summary of the entire Bhagavad Gita. Yat kroshi yadashnasi yaj juhosi didasya yat tapasyasi kauntya tat kruswamarapanam. All that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities you perform, they should be done as an offering to me. So this is the, according to what Prabhupada said there, this is like an extremely important verse. So we're doing so many things, so we just have to learn how to do it all for Krishna. With devotion, with a desire to please Krishna. Yeah. So there's so many things that we can do that are favorable for devotional service. Just like there's the six types of surrender, anukulyasya sankalpa. Do everything that we do favorable. There's favorable for Krishna. There's pleasing to Krishna. Just like if someone has a friend. They've been friends for a long time. They know what's pleasing to the friend. So they'll do that which is pleasing to the friend. So Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, he expresses what is pleasing to him. So we should do those things which are pleasing to him and not do those things which are displeasing to him. These are some of the types of surrender. Accepting Krishna also as our only protection, as our maintainer, and humility, and surrender in everything. So these are the different types of surrender to Krishna. Now here in the purport also, Prabhupada, he mentions Anad Bhavanti Bhutani, that we all live off of grains. So there's grains, they come off from rain. The rain comes in sacrifice. Sacrifice is born of prescribed duties. I grew up here in Los Angeles, and I remember back in the 70s, we used to get so much rain, pour down rain. And Jagadish Prabhu, he told me that there was a long period of time, many years, getting so much rain that they had to bring this to put on the street, on the curb, because there was so much rain. You couldn't walk across. You couldn't walk from across the street to here without getting your feet completely soaked. So he had to bring out these boards. I don't think he's used those boards for 25 years. It used to pour down rain so much. But now, just like yesterday, it rained a little bit. That would be considered like a storm in Los Angeles, you know. Just a little trickle of water, because it doesn't rain here anymore. Why? Because of so much sinful activity. People are so sinful. So Krishna's keeping back. He withholds rain and he brings forth rain. There's a pretty interesting incident that happened in the Midwest back in the 70s. There was a big drought in about seven states in the Midwest. For like a year or more, 14 months or something, there's no rain. Big problem. So one sannyasi was on the radio, on radio reporters there, he was interviewing this sannyasi. So he was preaching on the radio and saying how God is the supreme controller. He's the maintainer. He's the friend of all living entities. Nothing happens without his sanction. So this radio interviewer, he was kind of sharp. So he said, so Krishna, he's in control of everything, right? So this Nya said, yes. Yeah. So he's in control of rain. So can he bring rain? We're having this drought now. Can he bring rain? So the sannyasi said, yes, of course. Well, how? So the sannyasi, he was pretty sharp too. He said, if you can get all of the people that are listening to this radio program to chant with me the Hare Krishna mantra, then I guarantee you there'll be rain. The drought will end. So the radio interviewer, he said, all right, everybody out there, you're listening, we have nothing to lose, right? We have this drought. We have nothing to lose. Let's do this little meditation here that this person is speaking about. So he chanted Hare Krishna for about 5 minutes. He explained, when I chant, you repeat. So he was, the radio interviewer also, he was chanting. So that night, it poured down rain. And rained for 7 days. Poured down. Yeah. And the drought was just completely finished. Yeah. So this is, he had this faith. Yeah. And people, they did it. They chanted. And Krishna brought forth rain. So this is the yajna of this age. Chanting the names of Krishna and distributing. When we distribute books, we're also distributing the name. The holy name of Krishna is in the books. That's how I started chanting. I read the Bhagavad Gita and I started chanting. Never met a devotee. So when we're distributing books, we're not only distributing the philosophy, we're giving people an opportunity to chant the names of Krishna. And as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, there's no hard and fast rule. In the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was one instance where a devotee was very, very attached to chanting the names of Krishna. But he had to go into the latrine. So he was holding his tongue. He didn't want to chant while he was in the latrine. So one young boy was there and he said, excuse me, Prabhu, what are you doing? He said, well, I have to go to the bathroom and I don't want to chant in the bathroom. So, no. The boy said, no. It's okay. Lord Chaitanya said, there's no hard and fast rule. You can chant in the bathroom. It's okay. Oh, okay. So he went in the bathroom. He's chanting Hare Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya was there. He saw this exchange. So he went up to the boy and said, hey, what is your name? He said, my name is Gopal. So Lord Chaitanya said, from now on, your name is Gopal Guru. Because he appreciated so much that this boy had so much faith in Lord Chaitanya's instructions. So he became a big acharya in Lord Chaitanya's mission. So there's no hard and fast rule. We could chant Hare Krishna in any circumstance and benefit so much. Just like there was an instance in Australia in the 70s, the police were harassing the devotees for chanting, going on Hare Nam, so that they'd put him in jail again and again. So finally one devotee wrote Prabhupada, said, Prabhupada, the police, they keep on putting us in jail for chanting. Should we get a lawyer? Should we take him to court? Prabhupada said, no. Just chant. Just chant Hare Krishna in jail. So they did that, and they took it to heart. They had Mangal Arti at 4:30. And, you know, there was... someone blew the conch shell and somebody else was offering the incense and, you know, they're offering the flame and they'd go around with the flame and devotees would touch their head, you know. Manaseva. This is Artik in the mind. And they would go around with a flower and offer the flower, and then they'd go around with the flower and, you know, everybody would smell the flower. And there was other prisoners there as well. And they were thinking, boy, these Hare Krishnas are pretty far out people. So finally the other prisoners, they said to the guards, hey, come on you guys, let these guys out. You know, they're monks, you know, they're driving us nuts in here too. Come on, let them go, you know, let them. So after a couple of days they just let them go. You know? So Manaseva. So in any circumstance we should just chant the holy names of Krishna and we'll benefit so much. Now today is the was it the disappearance day? Appearance day of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, who wrote the Chaitanya Bhagavat. There's not much information about him actually, but he is the incarnation of Vyasadeva. And actually there's more information about his mother, Narayani. When she was just a child, she's actually the niece of Srivas Thakur. And she was there at the home of Srivas Thakur when Lord Chaitanya was there. And Lord Chaitanya asked Srivas Thakur, Srivas, you're a householder, but you're not working. How are you maintaining your family? You got to work to maintain your family, but you're not working. How are you maintaining your family? Srivas Thakur replied, 1, 2, 3. And Lord Chaitanya said, what does that mean? Srivas Thakur said, if I'm in need of anything, if my family or I am in need of anything, and I don't get it by the time I finish 1, 2, 3, then I commit suicide. He had so much faith that Krishna will maintain him. So everything was being given to him. So Lord Chaitanya, when he heard that, he said, Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, may become poor, but I promise you, Srivas Thakur, you will never, ever be in need of anything. Do you have any doubt of this? He said to him, do you have any doubt of this? You want to see my power? Narayani was there. He said to her, Narayani, chant the holy names of Krishna and dance in ecstasy. Immediately she just went in complete mahabhav, in just complete ecstasy. You know, just her hair standing on end, chanting. You know, just complete ecstasy. You know, rolling on the ground, just complete love of Godhead. So Srivas Thakur was convinced, okay, I believe you. So she would quite often get the remnants of Lord Chaitanya. It's said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that she is eternally honoring the remnants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So she's a very special lady. And for this reason, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur took birth from her womb. And he was actually the last disciple of Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda, he was the one that instructed him to write the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Lord Nityananda is also the one who instructed Krishnadas Kaviraj to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Lord Nityananda, he really wanted the glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be known throughout the world. So we're very fortunate that we have these wonderful books by these great acharyas. So, any question or comment? Oh, many hands have gone up. Yes, Prabhu. The microphone is just now coming. Right here.
Thank you for an excellent class, Prabhu. Beautiful presentation. You distribute many books. You're in that genre. I was wondering, religion has been so beat up, and when we distribute books and we give them out. People ask, is this a part of a religion? I was just wondering, between the two of psychology and philosophy, if we don't want to use the R word, how would we categorize the faith if we're trying to prescribe this is what it's about? Would you use philosophy or psychology?
Neither. I tell them this is a cultural presentation, which is what Srila Prabhupada, he was speaking about this. And devotee asked him, do we call this religion, Prabhupada? No. We call this a cultural presentation. We're offering culture. Of course, part of that culture is God. Of course, the main part of that culture is God. But if someone's a little cynical about religion, so you just don't say that part. Just like Dr. Karma, he told me if he speaks to an atheist and due to karma, he brings it to the Sarvadharma. He says, "Is either abandon all varieties of religion." He points that out to atheists. So you should take this. We're with you. Abandon all varieties of religion.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Yes.
Honorable Prabhu, it's mentioned in the text, in the verse, that the dakshin was given to the presiding brahmanas.
Yeah.
So in our days now, devotees tend not to give donation to Hare Krishna brahmanas because they...
You and me.
They make rational that they shouldn't get paid. But where do we toe the line? And actually, this is our culture. This is our role model, Ambarish Maharaj.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we extend that in Kali Yuga?
So you're saying that devotees generally don't give to brahmanas or non-devotees?
Actually, I see most of the Indian life members tend to give like $1 to 51. But they give something. But devotees tend not to because they see that they already volunteered their life.
Yeah. Well, they're brahmanas also.
But they're brahmanas.
Generally, they're already brahmanas. So brahmanas giving. I don't know if brahmanas would give money to brahmanas.
No, but brahmanas are working outside. Hare Krishna devotees working outside. They're twice born. But sometimes they come and they have rice, different.
Yeah, I travel a lot, and a lot of Brigapati, please stay. I travel a lot, and a lot of brahmanas come and give me donations. So, it happens. Maybe not so much here, but yeah. But it goes on. So I have a something that I'd like to a little ceremony here. We have book distribution awards in Mayapur. Every year I go there and I give out the book distribution awards to the top book distributors and top temples in different places around the world. So for the year 2014, the number one book distributor amongst the Prabhupada disciples is Brigapati Prabhu. And this is Radharani's earring from Sri Sri Radha Madhava. So Brigapati Prabhu, please come and accept your award. And we have another award here. This is the award for the number one temple in North America, which is the Los Angeles Temple. And since Savasarbhu is the temple president, and he's overseeing this, he's pushing the book distribution, Savasarbhu, please come receive this award. He gets an earring also. But don't wear them, Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you. Transcendental Book Distribution, Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.
Thank you.